This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 88. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo, body isolations. Let me show you how to do that with. What is the business to all my dance teachers out there? Welcome to the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And we are on episode number 88. In this episode, what I'm going to do is preview for you two new songs that I have out. I've been talking about these songs in the Facebook Live videos, and I'm actually going to do a Facebook Live video breakdown on how to use them in class, as well as then I'll chop up that content and then use that for YouTube video so you can go back to it. So on the YouTube video, you'll have the link on there where to purchase the song. But you can get all the music on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. I believe right now, I said Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Music, Apple Music, you can get them that way. So Stitcher Radio is where you get the podcast. So matter of fact, let me introduce the podcast. So this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, and it's a dance teacher resource podcast where I basically class material that I have or anything that I can share with you, I try to break it down, kind of how I taught it, how we're using it in class, and kind of work with it like that. I also have a cool freeze that Devon, one of my students, been working on. And so I think I'm going to put that under Hip Hop Tricks on my Instagram. But yeah, you can get this podcast on podomatic.com. You can also get on the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com, as well as iTunes and Stitch Radio. And yes, that is Stitch Radio for the podcast. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Instagram, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Snapchat, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and in my Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A. F-L-E-X, Zonda Flex. All right, so episode number 88. So in this one, let's take a look at both of these songs. So the Body Isolation song is available now. You can get that as a download on iTunes. The Arm Hits and Eight Popping Positions, I just have that on my SoundCloud page right now. But you are more than welcome to go and check that out. So just go to SoundCloud, type in Mr. Chris Hip Hop on there, and you'll see there's actually some songs on there that I don't have available, but I have uploaded on that page. So check those out. Check out the SoundCloud page. Really dope music on there. But what I'm going to do in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the songs that's out. I'm going to talk about how I use them, and then I'm going to play them for you so you can kind of hear how it goes and kind of feel the vibe of where I'm going with the song. So, first one is Body Isolations. So, with the Body Isolations, the whole reason that I wrote that song is because I was trying to get all of my students into being able to do the Cobra Wave. Now, the Cobra Wave has two parts to it. It's the body, what the body does, which is an isolation, which where I got the song from. And then it's also the arm. So the arms are waving, and they're waving in opposite directions. So it's like when the right one goes down, the left one follows it and goes down. And that's like inside. If you want to go outside, same thing. They're going in reverse where the elbows lead. They happen at the same time, though. So you're doing a body isolation where, you say, for instance, take your left shoulder, you put it up, and then your chest goes out, right shoulder goes up, chest goes back. So that's your body roll. I've been talking about this on the podcast as well as on the Facebook Live videos. But when you do that, then the problem that I was seeing, I would teach that, and then I would teach the arm moves separate, which I actually should have. I just kind of got this, but I'm going to do just a song where it deals with the arms so you can separate them. So you can do the waves right, left on the Cobra going in. You can also do the waves going in reverse, right, left. Then you can put on the Body Isolation song, and then you can put them together. But that's what the Cobra wave is, where the body isolation is going. So you're going shoulder, chest, shoulder, and then contracting or going back, and then your arms are waving at the same time. You could do it standing still. You could do it moving in a circle. But the way I did this is, at first I would, during the warm-up in class, I would just do the body isolation with no music. So I just put my hands on the hips, and it could be, you know, you could just throw a song on and it could be playing, and you could just do it, you know, over and over so they can get used to it. Reverse it, do it the other way. In the song, I start with the left shoulder, then I go to the right shoulder. So I use that as part of the warm-up. Then the same thing, part of the warm-up, I'll do one arm waving down, have them follow you. Do the other arm, waving down, have them follow you, then reverse it. You know, bring the elbows in, because in the arm hits popping position song, I'm gonna do the Cobra in reverse. So it's just me constantly working the Cobra into their curriculum. And then even like in the freestyle circles, having them in, you know, put the Cobra wave into their vocabulary when they're doing the freestyle. So have them do the arms separate, arms waving, and then have them do it at the same time. Now you can do all this without playing the song, just so they can get an idea of how it moves, and you can go around and make the corrections. You can, you know, you can take your time with this. Make sure that they're dipping the arms down. They're going opposite. Make sure they're not paddling when they're going in reverse. You want to actually be led with the elbow. You know what I mean? So you go around checking that. And then all I do is put on the song. So it starts off, there's just an acapella, and it's just, I'm singing, body isolations. Let me show you how to do that wave. While that's happening, I just have my hands on my hips, getting ready for the first move. Then it goes, left shoulder out, then chest goes out, or left shoulder up, chest goes out, right shoulder up, chest goes back. And that's basically how, you know, you just follow the song. Then it speeds up. So you go, and the tempo, the fastest tempo that I went on there was just, it was like left, chest, right, then back, left, chest. So you just follow that. And this is for your beginners. It's also for your minis. And even, you know, your 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds will be able to do, they might not be able to do it when it goes, now make it roll. That's where the Cobra actually happens, but it's okay. You don't have to, like for the younger ones, when it goes, make it roll, you can just keep the hands on the hip and just keep doing the body roll. Right? You don't have to necessarily add the arms until they get a little bit older. Then when it goes, make it roll, you add the arms in there. All right. So then it goes to the right side. So it does right shoulder up, chest goes out, same tempo. And this one, right after that, it goes right into make it roll. So you do it again, going the other way. Mm-hmm. Right. Like that. So that's that one. So let me play that for you, just so you can kind of hear it. And like I said, you can get it on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Music. So here it is, the new joint from the Mr. Chris popping series. I'm beginning to feel like the more I record, I keep doing these songs that are dealing with the techniques that I'm teaching right now. So I think the new album is going to be the popping technique album. But we'll see. We'll see how it's going. I've been dealing with some freezes, been working some of those in. So, you know, we will see. But let's keep it moving. Here we go. This song is off of the new project, which is untitled yet, but it's a new single and the album coming soon. And it's called Body Isolations.
Body Isolations. Let me show you how to do that. Wave Body Isolations. Let me show you how to do that. Wave.
Left shoulder up, chest goes out. Right shoulder up, chest goes back. Left shoulder up, chest goes out. Right shoulder up, chest goes back. Do you wanna go faster?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me show you how to do that. Wave. Do you wanna go faster? Let me show you how to do that. Here we go. Left chest, right then back. I said left chest, right then back. Go left chest, right then back. Left chest now. I'll make it roll.
Body isolations. Let me show you how to do that. Wave body isolations. Let me show you how to do that wave.
Yo, right shoulder up, chest goes out. Left shoulder up, chest goes back. Right shoulder up, chest goes out. Left shoulder up, chest goes back. Right, chest, left and back. Right, chest, left and back. Right, chest, left and back. Right, chest, now make it roll. Body isolations. Let me show you how to do that wave. Body isolations. Let me show you how to do that wave.
Body isolations. Hey, let me show you how to do that wave. So there it is. I hope you feeling that. Hope you vibing with that. I like that joint. It's fun. It sticks in your head. My kids are actually going around singing it all the time. They're making fun of me, my little accent. They was like, what is the reggae accent? What are you doing? What's happening? I'm like, I don't know. It just hit me. Body isolations. I just love it. So anyway, all right, so that's that one. Now, the second song that I want to talk about is the arm hits combined with the 8 popping positions. Now, this one is, if you watch the Facebook Live video, you've seen on there, and I'll put a link in there as well so you can refer back to it. But I'm going to do a video for each of these so you can check them out. But on there, there was a combo that I did where it went, you did the arm hit, right arm, and then you kind of shifted your body over, you did the left arm, then you put it down low, did the same thing, arm hit, other side, arm hit. Then it did the tick walk, where you're squeezing your muscles and you're walking, and your arms go up, up, down, up, up, down. So we did that one. Now this one's not going to be so much for the 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, but your minis and juniors can definitely do this. And actually, my teen seniors, it's great to be able to work with them on this because it's a popping technique drill. So. You know what I mean? You want to do these all the time. The reason I did this song is because, number one, it'll help me to remember. Like, once I start putting all these in order, help me to remember kind of the things I want to hit. Because, like, the more and more that I do, each routine I'll do, I tend to forget about the last one that I did, and I'll move on to the next one. Now, this one, if I document it and put this in an album form, then I can just go back, play the album, and I know, oh, that's right. This happened there, this happened there. So I'm taking pieces of the content and chopping it up. So, well, I took the tick walk, arms go up, up, down, which is a wave, but it's broken down into pieces, right? And then I took the wave from the left arm into the mouth. I threw it down to the ground. I did another arm hit, 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 and I did a double wave outside. Then I took the right arm, put it across the front of my body, the left arm underneath, and then I came through it doing the ding, 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 cobra, move of the day again, cobra wave going outside this time. So I'm dealing with the outside. So this one is going to be more of an intermediate advanced type move because it moves fast. The putting together of the combination is fast. It's like right arm hit, left arm hit. Take the right down low, the left down low. Now tick, tick, walk. So it's that. It's a faster tempo. But once they get it, as a teacher, the things you want to watch for, making sure they're squeezing on the hits. On the tick walk, making sure they're taking pictures. Boom, boom, ba. Boom, boom, ba. And I do it enough times, even though it goes fast in the song, I do it enough times, and it gives you time to kind of work with them on taking the pictures of the isolations and not just, you know, making it blurry. So really being clear on those. And then the arm wave, when you're teaching this, before you do the song, definitely go through the traveling numbers of knuckles, fist, wrist, elbow, shoulder. And instead of the chest, you're going to go mouth. But the chest goes out at the same time, but it goes mouth. And it stops right there. So your numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it stops at the mouth. You scoop it up, throw it down, and you're going to pop, lift up the heel, pop, a right arm hit, pop, a right arm hit, then double wave it out. When you're teaching this before the song, go through the numbers of the double wave going out, starting at the shoulders. So it goes shoulders, double elbow, double wrist, double fist, knuckles, and out. Your numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's a 6-part double wave going out. All right, so make sure you take time doing that. And then go walk through, putting the right arm up, giving an arm hit right there, left arm up, another arm hit. Then when you come through, that left shoulder is going to be the first one that goes up. And they go, left shoulder up, chest goes out. But you already covered that in body isolations. Your arms are just doing something different. Same movement of the body, but the arms are coming through. They're going in reverse. All right, so that is the arm hit and eight popping position. So after you do the cobra, you're gonna set and get ready for the eight popping positions, which is a drill. So I didn't do a song with just those. I put this one in that song, where it goes, your hands facing here, facing the ground, squeeze them, face each other, hands go out, hands go down, hands go up, hands come together, rotate them on the inside, and then go straight. And you want to squeeze them four times each. All right, so you're working on your double arm hits in the eight popping positions. It does that twice. So that gives you two times run through, and there you go. So in the combination of the songs, you have cobra inside, cobra outside, the breakdown of the cobra shoulders, chest, and back, and you also have different places to hit the arm. So you're going to get all that in two songs. So here it is. Let me put this song on for you. This one is the arm hits song and eight popping positions. Check it out.
All right, we about to do some arm hits combined with the eight popping positions.
Yeah.
So we're going to go arm hits.
Okay.
With the eight popping positions. Are you ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here we go. Do a right arm hit, a left arm hit, right arm down low, your left down low. Now tick, tick, wall, tick, tick, wall, tick, tick, wall, tick, tick, wall. Now wave it in your mouth, throw it to the floor, then pop, pop, wave it out. Now put your right arm up, your left arm up, and come through with that cobra wave. Yeah, now you ready for the eight positions? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now here we go. Down arms to the ground.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then turn your hands in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then hands go out.
Hands go out.
And then the hands go down.
Then the hands go down.
Now put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Then the hands come in.
Hands come in.
Now flip the hands out.
Flip the hands out.
Now arms go straight.
Arms go straight.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do it again. One more time.
Oh.
The arm hit session going into the eight positions. Yo. Now here we go. Do a right arm hit. A left arm hit. Right arm down low. The left down low. Now tick, tick, wall. Tick, tick, wall. Tick, tick, wall. Tick, tick, wall. Now wave it in your mouth. Throw it to the floor and pop, pop. Wave it out. Go right arm up. Left arm up. Now come through with that cobra wave. Ready for the eight positions?
Oh, yeah.
Yo. Now here we go.
Uh-huh.
Now hands face the ground.
Yeah.
Now flip the hands in.
Flip the hands in.
Then the hands go out.
Then the hands go out.
Now hands go down.
Hands go down.
Then the hands go up.
Hands go up.
Now bring the hands in.
Bring the hands in.
Flip the hands to the outside.
Bring it to the outside.
Both hands go straight.
Uh-huh.
Yo. And that's the arm hit.
Yo.
Combined with the eight popping positions.
All right, so there you go. That's the new music. I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, you can get Body Isolations on iTunes today, as well as the arm hit song is not on there. But if you cannot find my SoundCloud page, send me a DM on my Instagram page at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, or message me on Facebook, Zonda Flex, or you can send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will send you the SoundCloud link. But I am planning on actually getting that one up on iTunes before Thanksgiving. So it'll be ready for my teachers out there after Thanksgiving break and for the month of December. So that's what's going on. That's what's new. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share this with any teacher that you know, any student teachers that, you know, because I have a lot of my graduates that are going out and then they're taking teaching jobs. And then, you know, some of them ask them to teach hip hop and they'll be like, Chris, what do I do? And, you know, I like to be able to just give them the resource because, you know, I'm like, I taught it to you. You know it since you were younger. But now you have the tools in your hand to be able to do it. And it just brings back memories on, you know, what we did and then how you can do it. You know, I've seen a lot of teachers too change certain moves, like on the Santa Shuffle and stuff like that. So, I mean, feel free to make your own, you know, like even on this song when it goes, now make it roll. You might want to do something creative with the littles. You know, maybe they can roll their hands together or in reverse. You know what I mean? But you're still getting the technique in, and it's just done in a way where, you know, sometimes they get tired of hearing us talking, so I just put the music on sometimes. Like, as soon as they walk in, I'll just throw it on. Because the cool part about it is once they get it, you just push play, and then they just go. You know what I mean? And that's part of the curriculum. So there it is. This is your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Like, comment, subscribe. And I think that's all I got. So y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. And your boy is out.
Yo, yo, yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.